We're at Altnagalvin Cemetery. This is where my wee boy's buried. He's buried with my grandparents, Beth and Robbie. So if I was going to pick anybody to put him with, it's who would choose. So he's not on his own.
It's very peaceful, isn't it?
It's lovely. And the views are great. My house is down. I can see my house from here. So it's sort of nice that I'm sort of looking up where he is from home. So he's close to home.
What do you think about when you come here, Julianne?
That's a tough question. Sometimes you can think on, you know, what it is you have lost, or what should be happening, or what should be going on.
So we're just at the grave now. It's lovely. Baby Mark, 22nd of November 2004, gone to the angels, and it's a heart-shaped headstone. There's some lovely mementos on the grave, Julianne. One of those.
Usually different times of years, we have different things on. Today there's wee windmills at summertime. We haven't had a trip to Portrush or anywhere, so there's no wee bits from other places yet. But at Easter we had a rabbit with flowers. At Christmas time we do Santa and snowmen, and just different times of year we do different wee things. It's just a part of life. Like, the other kids got shorts and t-shirts for their summer holidays, so Baby Mark will probably get a windmill or something nice, to a wee ornament or something. For me personally, it's like two sides. I didn't get to know the person. I didn't get to, you know, enjoy any time. I don't have any. The only memories I have is being pregnant and that happiness. And yes, in a good way, he only knew love. He only knew good things. There is days where you go, even if I had a day, 2 days, 3 days, but then part of me thinks it would have been far harder. So part of me is at peace with how it happened. But you have all the, like, now he should be in P7, finishing P7. He should be starting a big school 9th September. You always have the what ifs, or what should be, or what should have been.
So this is your Baby Mark memory box,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, this is that. This is a wee bow that was on his wreath, and I have actually a flower out of it. And here. There. And this is a wee book you get off the hospital.
In loving memory of a special baby.
Not too little to be loved, not too little to be remembered. With these wee handprints, wee tiny, tiny feet and tiny hands. And as I say, I have two Polaroid pictures that aren't great.
And that's all you
that's
have to really,
yeah,
show you that
mm-hmm.
he was there.
He was there, a wee bit out of the Telegraph. So you sort of do keep everything you have. I have one scan picture here, and the other scan picture's the list of people who came to his funeral. That was the calendar I had up in the hospital with me. I marked every day off. This date was the date that I should have got my big scan, because it was later then. It was 23 weeks then, I think. And as you see, I didn't even score off a 22nd. That's the wee church magazine that came out with his burial on it. Let me see. There. Infant son. So it's just wee things like that. They sort of say, to prove that he was born.
What does it all mean to you, Julianne?
This box means the world. That's like my only treasured possession. If I lost anything in the house, I'll always have a fear of if my house ever burnt down. That's the only thing I would rush on to get. That's his wee baby bracelet. And my sympathy card. I even have the pregnancy test. I remember lifting they put a wee blue gown on him and a wee blue hat. Wee toes and everything, like, perfect. It's just too small. You sort of keep anything that is remotely attached to it.
You didn't have anything else from the hospital, blankets
no.
or anything? Or
no.
That's hard.
I suppose maybe if you had had somebody back then, that, you know, I didn't know anybody that had went through, maybe I, you know, would have bought a blanket, or I would have asked for something after the hospital or done something different. But when you're three and it, you sort of don't. It's always beside the bed.
You keep it beside your bed?
Mm-hmm. Every night. A couple of times when the Waynes were younger, they tried to take the teddy bear, and I'm like, no, that's my teddy bear, don't touch it. But because the teddy bear, I think my daddy got that in Primark. And I remember him coming on with the teddy bear, and I was sort of having pains at that stage. And then the teddy bear stayed with me the whole night. So anytime I'm feeling down, it'll come onto the bed beside me. But other than that, not, it'll sit on top of the box.
And you just think, Baby Mark?
Yeah. what could have been, what should have been, but what's not. But that's life, unfortunately.